Hey, this is Tom.
And this is Gavin, and you're listening to Keep It Simple. Keep It Simple is a podcast devoted to exploring life with Christ through simple, organic expressions of the church. Hey, all right, welcome back to Keep It Simple podcast. I'm Gavin Durson.
Hey, I'm Tom LeCompte, and today Gavin's got a question for us, and we're going to discuss it.
Yeah, so this is something that is constantly swirling around in my brain, and I think it's something that that quite honestly we need to probably do in lots of areas in our life. I was actually at a meeting a couple days ago, and there was a gentleman there. He was sharing about how something that really changed his life was when he and his wife started taking one day every 90 days. They would take, so four times a year, they would take a day, and from 9 to 2:30 in the afternoon, they would spend that day together. And the sole purpose of this time together was to evaluate their marriage. And he talked about some different things that they did. They would, you know, obviously there would usually be something from the previous time they got together. They would go back and look at it. How have we been doing? But then they would make some, you know, look at the scripture, pray together, kind of dream, think about where they're going in their marriage. Is there any blind spots that may be occurring that they're not seeing that they need to address? And he talked about how it, you know, really just revolutionized his marriage. So that really struck me because it got me to thinking about house church, simple church, which is obviously the topic of this podcast. And as someone who helps coach people in house church, I think one of the areas that I could do a better job in my own simple church, but also in helping other people in their simple church, is this evaluation of your simple church. And how do we evaluate our simple church? How do we evaluate what's happening? Is everything going good? Do we need to make any changes? Do we need to stop doing some things, start doing some things? What's our vision? Where do we see this going? You know, some of these types of things. How do we do that? You and I talked before the show, Tom, that I think this can be an easy discussion to sideline because it can be uncomfortable. And if we're in a simple church, if it's just maybe we're just getting started, there's maybe just a handful of us, or we've been meeting together for a long time, we might not really want to look at ourselves in the mirror and really evaluate ourselves, however we choose to do that, because it can sometimes, you know, ignorance is bliss, right? If we pretend that everything's going great, maybe everything is going great. But I think that we see Jesus sending his disciples out. He calls them back. They have an evaluation. How did it go?
Debrief.
And I think this is something that, honestly, every simple church should do. And how do we do it? How do we evaluate? How often should we do it? What does it look like? These are some of the things that I want to talk about today. And to be quite honest, I'm gonna work this out with you, Tom, as we talk it through. And so I have some thoughts.
We're gonna create the model, right?
I have some thoughts about it, and I'd like to hear from all of you listeners up there to maybe you could chime back, and we can work on this together. But what I do know is this: is that we need to be people that are willing to evaluate what we're doing, why we're doing it, how it's going, and really take a hard look at some of those areas that maybe we could just be better at, be more faithful, be more, you know. So, yeah.
So are you asking the question, how do we know if we're succeeding as a church? Is that the question you're asking, or is it similar to that?
Well, I think that question is a part of it. So, in your house church, do you even know or have an idea of what is a success? What is success? So, certainly, if you don't know what the target is, you're not going to be able to have an evaluation. If you're just shooting arrows randomly, I mean, you can just say, well, I think I hit my target every time. Look, it's sticking in that tree over there. Well, so I think, are we succeeding? That is a good question. So I think that begs the other question. Well, what is success? What does that mean? Or what does a win look like?
Right.
What is it that, you know, and I think that question, there might be some general, I think there would be some big chunks. Certainly I would advocate, and we've advocated on this show, of what in theory, in principle, that the simple church is to be about. But there might be, it might vary specifics between each group. So, you know, I think that would be something that as every simple church should maybe identify. What is a win? What is it that we're trying to be? And if we don't know that, then we're not going to be able to evaluate if we are moving in that direction.
I remember from my days in seminary that the big metric in a brick and mortar church was, there were several of them, but the biggest ones was, of course, how big was your membership? How many people come to your church every week? You know, do you have one campus? Do you have several campuses? Do you have so many people that you have to have multiple services and satellite campuses? So membership is definitely one. Budget was definitely another. So how much money are you bringing in and distributing, you know, accordingly? And then, you know, I went to a Baptist seminary, so the churches I were involved with, one of the biggest metrics were how many baptisms did you do every year, every month? So those were the big three. Now, in a house church, of course, you may not have a budget. You may not have any money, and that's good. That's fine. Membership, you know, how many people can you fit in your living room before you have to split up? But, you know, that's not a real indicator either, unless, you know, you're into this network and say, well, now we've established 20 house churches this week. So I don't know. That's maybe not one. Baptisms, you know, we talked with Caleb Phillips a couple of weeks ago about baptisms, and he's obviously doing pretty good. You know, he did, what, 12 in a year, and that's pretty good. Is it fair to use those and expect, you know, an increase in those from house church to house church? You know, if I visit your house church, are those the kinds of things I'm going to be looking at? Or is it something else?
Well, I think you're right in that. This is, you know, I will fully disclose a bias and a pet peeve and something that I wrestle with. And it seems as though you alluded to this, but everybody in our culture, in our day and age, it seems that success is measured in numbers.
Yes.
And certainly in the church, yes, we've talked about that. And I have to say that it seems like no matter what you try to do, the old number game ends up creeping back up. And I've seen this happen even within simple church folks. The discussion, instead of how many people you're running, which is if you get around like church pastor people, it seems like that question comes up, and I cringe every time I hear it.
Yeah,
it comes up in simple churches. How many people? How many house churches have you started, or how many house churches are in y'all's network? You know, and I start to get, you know, so and there's something about that really rubs me the wrong way. We mm-hmm. measure success in numbers, but at the same time, I think what I really wrestle with is that I don't think that that's totally a foolish thing to just, you know, it's easy just to dismiss that too, but maybe there is something to that.
Like, well, there has to be something to it, because they took counts in the book of Acts. You know, they went from 120 to 3,000, and then 2,000 and 5,000, and so somebody was counting.
Yeah.
So
there might be, when we talk about evaluation, there might be some sort of metric that we need to be looking at that involves a number and that is measurable. And mm-hmm. I think it's easy for us to say to maybe avoid that, because again, if we don't do that, there is a less sense of accountability perhaps. But You know, I don't know. I think I don't know what those numbers might be, and I think sometimes that's what I want to challenge every Simple Church to do, is that if there are some metrics, then I think these are things that you all have to decide. Like, I've been around, and I think there's something to consider about this. I was just reading something the other day. I think it was on Francis Chan, his blog, his website, with the, basically they're doing Simple Church now there in California. And I know that I was reading through some of their things, and they said, you know, we see that every house church, we try to start a new house church one every 9 months, or I think there's a value in setting a goal like that or a number like that, but I think that there, it could also be different. I think the important thing is that each group decides for themselves and what is going to be a win for us. And you can't evaluate how you're going to do if you haven't decided that. Now, again, I think there are going to be some things that we might say that all Simple Churches would want to evaluate. And maybe it's not set money. Maybe it's not some of these things. But, Tom, in your mind, if your house church were to sit down this Sunday and you were to say, hey, let's take a time out from what we normally do and let's just have a family meeting and take care of some housekeeping type things.
Right.
Let's talk about what we're doing and how we can be better at it. How would we grade ourselves? How could we be more effective? How could we be better, be more like the church that we know God is calling us to be? What would be some of the things that you would think would come up, and what might be some of those metrics?
Well, we talked about this over lunch, but we do have these meetings from time to time, and I'm always pleasantly surprised, because my expectation is, all right, we're going to talk about housekeeping, how to do things better, how can we improve, and I'm in my mind I'm thinking, well, you know, are we organized, do we have, you know, places for everyone to go, do we have the food organized so everybody knows what to bring, you know, do we have the schedule worked out ahead of time, and you know, we do talk about those things, but I'm pleasantly surprised, because we always talk about, well, what can we do better to serve the poor? What can we do better to expand our ministry and our influence? You know, how can we help this ministry better? Do we have enough money? Can we raise some money and help these people do this thing? So those things aren't planned per se, but they always come up. And I always feel great at the end of the meeting, because I go in there thinking, oh, we're just going to talk about logistics. But no, we talk about spiritual things. You know, are we growing? You know, what are we reading? What are we doing? Who are we sharing with? You know, who's going to do evangelism at this festival? We have things that we're looking at. And I think we talked about earlier at lunch, we talked about, you know, the metric of disciples. You know, are we making disciples? You know, are people being brought to the Lord Jesus that on account of us? You know, are we part of that? And then are we discipling these people so that they will create disciples? You know, they will be in that process of creating disciples who will also create disciples, who will also create disciples. So I know a lot of churches are measuring that. They're measuring by generations. You know, we started a church that started a church that started a church. So we're in the fourth generation, you know?
Yeah.
That's an important metric, too. Again, it's those things are not as easy to nail down as, you know, membership or numbers or budget. But they are something. They're a goal, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're a goal to shoot for.
Well, so for me, you know, and again, we might pick this back up in a few months and revise some of our questions. But I would, and again, reiterate, I'm really interested in this. How do we help each other evaluate and be intentional about having this conversation? Because at the end of the day, I think what I want to challenge every listener to take away is, regardless of what's said or not said or how you measure, this is worth a Sunday. This is worth maybe a Sunday every, you know, four times a year, just like the gentleman was talking about his marriage. That might be a good idea for us as well, too, with our wives. But certainly for our simple church family, you know, I don't think it would be a bad idea for once a quarter to just have a Sunday where we say, hey, let's talk about how we're doing and evaluate. Is there something we need to do differently? Is there something we need to change? And here's where the discipleship question, and again, is for me why I'm doing this, why I think simple church is important, because I think it hopefully cuts away a lot of the fluff and the external busyness that Christians can find themselves in and focuses on this one thing. And so that's a question that, you know, I want to sit down and continually be asking my simple church family. How is our efforts at making disciples going? What is what, you know, and so there in within that question there is, well, what it, the questions of what is a disciple and how do we make them? Do I know, do we everyone in this group, do we know what a disciple is? And do we know how God has called us to make disciples? Mm-hmm. And are we doing that?
Yeah.
You know, are we doing that? And every person in simple church might vary in how they answer those questions. And I think if you're serious about finding the answers to those questions, you're going to look to Jesus as the example of what a disciple maker looks like and how discipleship goes. And you're going to look to the scriptures. You're going to dig in there and find that. But are we asking that question? And then are we involved in discipleship? And certainly being a part of a simple church, I think, has a lot of natural elements. But you can still come and come to simple church meetings and eat and kind of be a spectator. Are we being an active participant in making disciples? And so that would be a question that, you know, to throw out, I think. How's this going for everyone? You know, and are we engaged in that type of friendship with another person, either in this group or outside of this group, maybe even ideally outside of this group? I think that would be a very good starting point as we kind of look at this evaluation of how we're doing. And again, like to your question, maybe there are other things as well. Like, hey, we don't really, we say we start at 11, but we don't ever get here till 11:30, you know, or hey, we all kind of agreed we were going to bring food, but you know, we're all not really doing that. Or could we be better about that? Or hey, are we doing a good job at making sure everyone in this family knows when communicates about changes, or how transparent are we being? Or, you know, there's a lot of those sorts of things I think that would be important to discuss. The transparency being maybe a more serious one, the others being more housekeeping kinds of logistical things that are certainly important to talk about, but again, and evaluate. But going deeper, how are we engaged in making disciples, and how does that look, and how are we doing, and how can we be better at that, would be one thing for sure.
Okay. It would be very hard to measure, but how well are we one anothering one another? That's kind of a very subjective thing, but it always comes to my attention in our church because, you know, when we do our large group meeting and we invite other people and invite other churches, then we kind of resemble a normal church, brick and mortar church, because we have everybody gathered. We have someone up front in the podium, and he may not be like preaching, but he's like interactive in the music, and you know, we don't have terrific sound system and, you know, professional band or everything. So I'm always, if I bring a visitor, I'm part of me wants to cringe at the quality of our quote presentation. So but then after the service, when we start fellowshipping and we start praying for one another or discussing things and bringing things up to one another and really encouraging someone through a hard time, that's when I see our church shining. Our church shines at that, at encouraging one another and loving one another. That's what we do well. You know, we may not be able to belt out a good worship song that would be worthy of Hillsong or anything like that, but and our sermons probably won't be podcast. But you know, we can love one another.
Yeah,
and that's hard to measure, but
it is.
I notice it. I notice it.
I think again, a traditional metric can be in like how many service projects have we done, how many event things did we go do or did. But again, I think, and this is again hard to measure, but it is about relationships, and that's
right.
Where Simple Church, I think, focuses in on that. It kind of shines that spotlight on that ministry is always about relationships, and we
yes.
may do service projects or whatever, but one of the things that we've advocate and encourage, which really addresses this question of discipleship and how do we make disciples and what is a disciple and how does that whole process look, is the idea of a life transformation group, and so.
And I will say one more thing about that. I said it's hard to measure those instances where we have really been successful at loving one another. But I think that when we do notice, like I just noticed something, I think it's up to me to encourage the congregation, say, let me tell you a story. This is what I saw the Sunday. I saw this person praying over this person and encouraging them, and I just want to commend that person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really a measurement, but it's an encouragement. Hey, we did a good thing. I want to encourage you to keep doing that. I want to encourage you to do more and more of that.
So good. That's good. And I think they're the relational part of it is so important, and so another question that I think we could throw out is, who in the life transformation group kind of encourages this in and around itself, if people kind of.
Hey, it's been a while since
that.
We talked about that. Just what is a life transformation?
So life transformation group is this. It's more of the micro discipleship friendships that you might have. It's a framework, and it's reading the scripture.
It's a group of two or three people,
and
right?
You're reading the scripture. You're doing kind of a discovery Bible study with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding each other accountable, and you're also praying for lost folks or for people that the Lord's laid on your heart. You're sharing those things in that type of setting. So, do I have a relationship? Who presently is the Lord put in my life that I am reaching out to, and that I know God wants to use me to share His love with? And maybe that is a service project. He wants me to mow my neighbor's yard this summer for free.
To mow my yard.
Well, I'm not doing that, but
that's minus one for you.
So yeah, but. Relational inventory. I think that would be an area that, as we do this evaluation, are there people on our radar? Are we taking the initiative? Are we owning these relationships? That, and who are they? What are the people's names? Can we pray for them? These sorts of things. So, and another thing I think would be this idea of multiplication. And this is something that we've talked about. But if part of the reason we're doing Simple Church. And we're doing church in simple ways, and we're trying to do this is for the multiplication of disciples and ultimately the church. Then, whether or not you make a metric like Francis Chan spoke of, well, we set a goal to multiply every 9 months or start a new community every 9 months, or maybe it's every 2 or 3 years. I think the bigger question is just what are we doing right now to begin a new community? Are we loving this community and this Simple Church so much that we're taking intentional steps to help someone else start a new community mm-hmm. just like ours? And we've talked at length on this podcast about ways that can happen. And you can search back through or give us a call, and we'd be happy to talk those maybe ways that might can happen. But I think this is an evaluation that every Simple Church needs to have, because if not, we can just become comfortable in meeting together, and we just meet, and we wake up Saturday, and we're like, oh, Simple Church is tomorrow, and we can slide right into these patterns of comfort, and we're not really thinking long term. What is your Simple Church's 1 year? Do you all have any goals or for 1 year out or 5 years out? Where do you think that God's leading you, and have you all prayed about that? And maybe that's the first thing to do, is to just simply say, have we really prayed and asked the Lord to show us where He desires to take our group in our community, whether it's with new groups or deepening our friendships here? What is our sense on that? And I think that if you could have that conversation with a group, with your Simple Church, it would be a really, really wonderful thing for you all to engage in. And it in a good way. Now, it can sometimes, I think I've seen this happen where I think there's a way, and whoever is listening to this podcast, you bring this up, I think there's a, certainly, hopefully, all this is done in an attitude of love. I mean, it can become a like, well, the food here is always cold, or nobody here seems to care about me, or it can become like a kind of a gripe fest. And that's not what we want it to be at all. We want it to be, you want these evaluation process to be positive, and you want to take time out to say, hey, here's some really good things that we're doing. Here's what I see, like you were talking about, Tom. There's some ways I see God growing us, and here's some real positive things. Now let's talk about a little bit of how we can maybe be better in some areas, and how can we be better. And so, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm throwing it out and looking to, you know, would love to hear feedback from our listeners, but I think this process is important, and I think beginning the conversation hopefully is my challenge to the listeners today, and thinking through what is a win for us, what does this look like, what are we really trying to do, what are we trying to be, are we being that, are we headed in that direction, and not being afraid to ask some of those questions.
Good. Thanks for listening to Keep It Simple. If you've enjoyed this podcast, leave us a comment at keepitsimplepodcast.com or find us on iTunes or Facebook. We welcome your feedback, your ratings, your questions, or comments.